here with this week's hottest stories in the investment world. This is Zacks Friday Finish Line.
Hello, and welcome to the Zacks Friday Finish Line. I'm your co-host, Maddie Johnson, and editor here at Zacks. As we head into the second half of 2017, I thought it'd be a good idea to revisit a discussion Ryan and I had with Andrew Channon, the CEO of Pure Funds. Here, we discussed Pure Funds' drone technology ETF, iFly. Check it out. So, Andrew, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role in the company?
Sure. So my background ever since graduating college was working in the ETF industry. And I started off as a lead market maker trading ETFs. I was a global international equity lead market maker at a company called Kellogg Group, which at the time that I started was the largest ETF specialist trading firm, also on the floor of the American Stock Exchange. It was a really incredible time to get to see the innovation of the ETF market. And I started there in 2007. So just thinking about kind of where we were then and how far we've come and the innovation and development that we've seen in this industry, it was a really fortuitous time to get involved. And it was during those times where I was actually giving ETF ideas to issuers and giving them advice on ways to structure their funds that might make them more appealing to investors or market makers. And it was there that eventually they said, you know, why do you keep on giving us your ideas? You should try launching your own. And with that idea in mind, Pure Funds was born. And where I believed that I could create a competitive company would be to develop products that weren't yet out in the market, funds that covered truly different exposures than what was already available, and funds that targeted innovative areas, areas where we're seeing disruption, new technologies, and new trends, thinking that this is something that hopefully is a longer-term picture that investors are looking to get exposure to for all different types of purposes.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to iFly.
Drones.
Yay. So I think many people's only experience with drones, maybe on the consumer level, has been seeing people or people attaching cameras to drones and flying them around parks, or they hear them on the news, how they're used for defense purposes in the military.
It's certainly not in a positive light.
Not in a positive light, no.
In the news in that regard.
So in your opinion, Andrew, what exactly is kind of this business application of drones, and what types of industries are looking to benefit from using drone technology?
Yeah, you know, I think everyone has a different interpretation of you know, what a drone is, what it can be used for. But, you know, initially, certainly, you know, many of the use cases were for military and defense. But as we're seeing the technology itself start to advance, we're seeing new potential use cases. So, you know, different technologies that we're seeing are better, stronger, faster, lighter sensors. We're seeing increased battery life to keep a drone in the air longer, the ability to carry heavier payloads. And the more this technology expands, the more applications that you have that become available for use of this technology. A lot of what we're hearing as well now, as opposed to on the military defense side, is actually drones for good. You know, you're seeing drones being used to prevent wildlife poachers. You're seeing drones being used for agriculture to help monitor crops to determine anything that needs to be altered, if they're getting enough sunlight, enough water, things like that can be determined from, you know, these extremely high-tech sensors that they're incorporating. We're seeing it used in real estate, insurance, delivery and logistics, even using drones to be able to provide the internet access. So there's so many different use cases for drones, and the ability to use them for search and rescue or to actually you know, drop off medical equipment and supplies in dangerous areas and environments. There's just so many different use cases for it. Now, the interesting thing is the regulatory side of it, where we're trying to figure out, you know, what is the best way to make sure that people are using these in appropriate manners and how we can track them and make them safe for everyone. So as regulations themselves expand, companies can feel more confident in making investments into this area to see if it makes sense to incorporate drones for their own business models.
Yeah, I think it's great that you mentioned some of those applications that not everyone would think of immediately when they think of drones. You know, and as we mentioned, especially with how the technology is often portrayed in the media. I think it's great to hear about these drones for good causes, as you mentioned. But I think when people hear drones outside of the applications that we've mentioned already, one of the first things that comes to mind that's constantly in the news is the program gets updated, or we hear something about the regulatory process, as you mentioned, is Amazon's efforts to use drones for deliveries. So what's your take on Amazon and their drone efforts? Is it a sign that drones are going to be a standard part of e-commerce, or might it not work out at all?
Yeah, I think if it provides efficiencies, cost savings, speed to Amazon and its customers, I think it's something that it will continue to pursue. For as long as it makes, you know, rational and economic sense for a company to employ drone technology versus other technology, you know, I think it's something that they may consider. So, you know, I think we're still, you know, kind of in these early stages. I'd say, you know, most people probably haven't ever used a drone before. They might, you know, have a rough idea of what a drone is, but we are seeing, you know, many companies start to invest in implementing and incorporating drones into the way that they do business, whether it's to create, you know, a new type of business that hasn't been done before, or to augment an existing business line of theirs. Amazon is, I think, you know, one of those companies that, you know, I think they drew a lot of buzz from it because they were one of the first massive companies out there to say, you know, hey, we're going to make this big shift. How long will that trend take to catch on and for them to have the right technology and regulatory approval in order to use something that makes sense for them and for their customers? It's very difficult to tell. But part of that is, you know, the technology itself coming along, whether it's motion tracking, whether it's, you know, the ability for it to fly autonomously as opposed to needing an individual pilot. I think all these different things, you know, obstacle avoidance and detection, there's, you know, all these different things that need to be really fine-tuned before they can really start to roll it out to the masses. So I think, you know, it's smart what we've seen them doing, as well as other competitors too that are looking to do the same exact thing and start, you know, using drones if they're a delivery company. But, you know, it's really important to make sure that they have the technology and the safety precautions down first. So, you know, I don't think you'll see too many companies jumping the gun to try to get this out there, because I think, you know, the backlash could be, you know, significantly worse than what the benefit could be from trying to get the technology out earlier than it's ready.
Yeah, and it'll certainly be interesting to track Amazon's drone technology as it continues to develop over the years. What could be a very lengthy process, as you mentioned. But part of the reason I mentioned Amazon is because it's a drone program, a developing drone program that has been in the news and that we can easily point to and recognize, and that I think a lot of people have heard of by now. But part of the reason we were so interested in the iFly ETF is that it seems like an easier way to invest in this industry that to a lot of people is still unfamiliar. So as it stands right now, which companies are those leaders in the market that we can point to and say, okay, these people are pushing drone technology, investing in drone technology, and stand to benefit as drones continue to develop?
I think you have to look at it at, you know, almost that there's two types of drone companies. I think it's the companies that are developing the technology for drones, whether it's building out an entire drone in-house or it's building out, you know, pieces, sensors, parts that will be incorporated into another company's drones, as well as service providers, companies offering services to those using drones or those that need to use drones. And then I think you have, on the other side of the spectrum, companies that say, okay, we believe in drones, let's figure out how to use drones to make our business better. Right now, there are actually very few pure play, publicly traded, large drone companies. In our fund, you'll see our two largest holdings as of the last close are AeroVironment and the French company Parrot, which are two very focused drone companies. And there's also many other, you know, private companies that could potentially be looking to IPO down the road, one of the biggest being the Chinese company DJI, that I think many drone enthusiasts are familiar with. So I don't think I could tell you which companies are best positioned, but I could say, you know, that there are, you know, two fairly pure play companies out there. But, you know, it's tough to say, will it be an Amazon that wipes out competition because they implement drone delivery first and it creates, you know, massive efficiencies for them that their competitors can't compete with them? Or is it an entirely new business line that's developed by a company because they're using drones? Maybe it's a mining company or a natural resource company that starts using drones to prospect for enticing properties around the world that they can do faster and cheaper than they previously would have been able to do. It's such a constantly evolving ecosystem, and the new technologies that come out have the ability to allow for that many more use cases. So there's so many different companies from around the world and different types of industries that want to use them. Like we mentioned, you know, agriculture, construction, real estate, applied sciences, law enforcement, media, mining, private security, search and rescue, wildlife conservation, and it keeps going on. So, you know, it's going to be difficult to determine who the winners are going to be. The fund currently has over 40 publicly traded companies in it that either are a pure play drone company or are currently spending and using drones in their existing business model. So compared to some of the other funds that we have, it might not be as pure play of a focus, but it's to incorporate the many players from different areas of the industry that are in this ecosystem.
That's kind of crazy to think about how all of these industries have already possibly their fingers in the drone industry and how it could grow.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things where I think that it's so important to hear about these different and unique applications and how all of these different industries can benefit from it, because it's a technology that has so much potential to change human life across the world. And I think right now we just know consumers, the average person walking down the street, just knows so little about it.
Yeah. So one final...
We even heard, you know, Uber just the other week talking about how they're working on building autonomous flying drones for people to take. So, you know, maybe they, you know, you put your address
in. Imagine?
It lands on your roof in New York City and it takes you, you know, it takes you to work. And maybe, you know, more buildings have drone landing pads on them because of, you know, the widespread popularity in it. It's, the more you think about what you could possibly use for a drone, the more you're going to have people trying to figure out how to build that technology.
Yeah, definitely. So one final question for you, Andrew. So according to consulting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers, or PwC, the global drone market could be worth $127 billion by 2020. How do you see the industry reaching that prediction?
Yeah, I think a large part of it is getting the regulations clear so people understand this is an area that, you know, it's worth my company investing R&D into, because we know that the government and regulatory authorities are okay with this. We've seen a very large kind of support initially kind of from those aerospace and defense companies, because it just makes so much sense with their existing business lines that this is something else that they would add. I don't think it's going to come necessarily from the kind of the enthusiasts that are just using it for fun. I think, you know, the more the technology advances and the more the costs come down, the more accessible it becomes for individuals to use them. And I've seen, you know, just friends that have drones, the amazing quality of, you know, videos that they're able to make, whether it's for, you know, a vacation or a wedding or some other type of event, they're using it. But I don't think that that's necessarily going to be the, you know, the biggest driver. I think that it's the commercial applications and adoption of drone technology that has the ability to push this industry from where it is now into its next iteration. So yeah, I think that as long as, you know, drones are allowed and they're proving that they, you know, conform with different safety you know, measures that need to be taken, it allows for drones to kind of to take the next level of expansion. But I think, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see the different types of technologies that come out that associate themselves with drones. And for your and your listeners' knowledge, to us, a drone isn't just something that flies in the air. One of the companies, Boeing, in our fund is working on, you know, submarine drones. So, you know, we could see drones in air, on land, undersea, and even in space. You know, the Mars rovers are, you know, great examples of drone technology. So, you know, it's really interesting to see, you know, what we think of just on the business side and how it can expand into other domains in the future.
Cue Elon Musk. I feel like he's going to come out with a drone at some point in the near future.
If he were in the room right now, he'd certainly have something to say about that. And I can't help but be blown away just by the potential of this industry. And thank you so much again. I've certainly learned a lot. That's what we like to do here on the Finish Line. We like to learn. We like to help our listeners learn. And as a reminder to the listeners, if you are interested in the drone industry in the future of this technology, feel free to check out the Pure Funds Drone Technology ETF, which is iFly, IFLY.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon.